As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here with another One Piece TV Talk. Oh my goodness gracious, this was like the best episode. This one was awesome. This one had literally everything. We got a tiki bar, we got a restaurant, we got good cooking food scenes and whatnot, a freaking vampire hunter, warlord, pirate dude, the confirmation that the guy hunting Luffy is in fact his granddad, who apparently has super strength. That's, you know, because the powers are all over the place. That's fine. I'm just going to stop questioning it. Just assume everybody can probably do something crazy. And this like epic duel at the end between Zoro and the vampire hunter dude. Like, that was intense. And I got to be honest, like I guess it was last week, right? Where we had the Zoro backstory. Oh, I've got a friend and we both made this promise and everything. It, to me, that felt a little, I don't know, textbook. Like almost like we're kind of using the get out of jail free card through the power of flashback with Zoro in that one contained episode. Little did I know that was about to set up this really epic duel between him and presumably the greatest swordsman in the entire world. Vampire hunter pirate lord guy. Yeah, I can't remember his name. Speaking of not being able to remember names, new cook dude, really awesome. I want to say Sanji. Definitely like his whole vibe. The concept that he's looking for the quote-unquote one piece of cooking, right? Like he wants to find this location where all the seas come together and there's fish and spices and all these ingredients that no one has ever tasted before. You see the passion that he has. It's a shared thing throughout a lot of these characters. They're all driven by a dream. And Luffy is like the best, most perfect leader that you could possibly imagine, in the sense that he wants what's best for his friends, his people, really for everybody, even his enemies. Like whatever their dream is, he wants them to follow it and follow their passion and encourages them to do so. Even if that passion puts him in direct conflict with his own. You can see why, as is set up very early on in the episode, someone as, let's just say, inexperienced, clueless even when it comes to sailing and piracy and all that rot, like, why people still want to follow him, just because he is just this kind of pure good kid. He's a pirate. He's ordering milk at the restaurant. That's hilarious. Usopp, on the other hand, is definitely not drinking milk. Usopp is over here. He is just pounding tiki drinks like four at a time, doing what Usopp does best, telling stories that are definitely not true and really kind of conflating his abilities. In fact, again, at the beginning of this episode, we see that he doesn't even know how to load a cannon despite all of his high talk. And on top of that, he wants to run away from a fight more than he actually wants to be in the fight. I also think it's kind of funny that Usopp dresses the most like what we may consider a, you know, quote unquote traditional pirate. And yet he's kind of the least piratey of them all. It's all an act. It's all a show. him and Luffy instantly, you've seen this kind of in the earlier episodes, but it's really kind of congealed here. They have like a brotherly relationship where they're just feeding off of each other, and you love to see it. And in terms of that kind of that family thing, Nami and Zoro are kind of the mother-father figure in this, you know, kind of makeshift family that we've got going on. Is it weird that I'm starting to ship them? Because I'm definitely starting to ship them. We know since the beginning that Nami has her own agenda, and it seems like it's connected with wanting to get back home. Zoro, obviously, his motivations are extremely clear. But they're the two most competent of the group, right? Zoro knows how to fight. Nami knows how to sail. Without them, Luffy's completely lost. And they both kind of have this, like, you know, love frustration with Luffy. Like, they connect with the purity that he represents, but also have to roll their eyes at the immaturity that comes along with that purity. And whether or not we've seen Nami's like make or break moment with the crew as a whole, who knows? Granted, she doesn't go off this time, but we still don't really know what her deal is. So that will hopefully be revealed in the next episode or so. Kobe finally like coming to grips, you know, collision with this concept of I want to be a Marine and do good. But what if being a Marine means, you know, partnering with the bad pirates? You know, like what even is life? And we kind of see in that relationship that he has with the head dude with Luffy's granddad, that there's almost like this, I don't know, like he's the new Luffy, right? Like he's the grandchild that maybe this dude always wanted Luffy to be. And maybe it means plotting some sort of third way between kind of the establishment and the Marines and the pirates. I don't know. It doesn't necessarily seem like that third way is all that altruistic. So we're going to have to see where that comes together. But, you know, one of the things I really like about, you know, these episodes is the excuse to kind of tie into actual historical piracy, as well as, you know, classic mythology and fiction and pirate lore as it, you know, as it stands in our old and collective imaginations, right? Like we get here in this restaurant, you know, it's being led by this cook, and the cook has one leg, a peg leg, a very clear and not at all subtle reference to Long John Silver of the, I was about to say Muppets Treasure Island, but I mean, that's, which by the way, that's a great movie, but no, but Treasure Island, the book. Long John Silver, of course, a pirate, pseudo in disguise. He's the cook on the ship. They're going after the treasure. It's essentially his treasure or his previous captain's treasure. And so, you know, he's kind of laying low. In the series Black Sails, which is not a children's book at all, like stars kind of an HBO-esque approach to kind of a prequel to Treasure Island. It's a bizarre concept, but it's a fantastic show if you love piracy. We see in the first episode the concept of Long John Silver, the ship that he's on is being attacked by pirates. And so he said, you know, like he's going and he's trying to hide and he's trying to kind of get out of this terrible situation that he's found himself in. He talks to the cook of that ship and the cook's like, I'm not too worried. You know, pirates will never kill a cook because everybody needs good food. So Silver, if I'm remembering correctly, kills him and says that he's the cook, but of course doesn't know how to cook. It's kind of funny. Thing is, this is actually based off of truth in terms of, you know, during the golden age of piracy, a lot of times when pirates were recruiting, it wasn't difficult to get other sailors to join up with them, right? Like, it's like, hey, you'll be doing the same thing, but you're going to get an even share. You'll have a lot more freedom. I mean, yeah, you know, you'll be hunted by the law, but, you know, most of y'all got pressed into service anyway. Come be a pirate. It's way better. And if they were like, no, then it was like, okay, deuces, here's a ship. Go chill out over there. Whatever. We're going to go off and do our own thing. Little bit different for certain individuals. If you were, say, like a doctor or an artist even, maybe a musician or a cook, you might not have an option. The pirates may be like, hey, we kind of need you, so you don't really get to say no. You're just kind of coming with us now. It's such a unique function and such an important one towards the enjoyment of the high seas, or at least the ability to not lose your mind while you're sailing around looking for different prizes. And so the notion of, you know, a pirate ship needing a cook seems obvious, but that's exactly what is required. Now, it does seem here in our wonderful One Piece that new cook dude Sanji is probably not going to have to be pressed into this. You can see instantly how he connects with Luffy and Luffy connects with him. They both understand they have this shared vision and this shared dream. And my guess is within the next episode, we'll probably see him joining up with the Straw Hats. I can't get over that epic battle at the end, though. That was just so incredible. Absolutely loving this series. Hope y'all are as well. Let me know what you think. Did you love this episode as much as I did? You can always reach out to me with your thoughts. You can head over to Instagram. I'm incognito there. I've had to fight the urge. I really have. Because like I was thinking like, okay, we, you know, Netflix now has the full anime on, well, available for streaming, maybe I should start watching it. But then I was like, I actually don't want to spoil stuff for me. I realized that like, you'll, like people who are familiar with the anime might actually be enjoying, you know, things more because they're so familiar with the world, or they might be more frustrated because they're so familiar with the world. I think I just want to kind of stay with the live action. I'm enjoying the surprises along the way. It's over the top, and it's weird, and it's crazy, and I'm loving it. It's absolutely fantastic. Anyway, that is going to do it for me for today, but don't worry, I'll be back in a flash. Or maybe I should say back in a splash.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.